الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد The author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب التسمي بقاضي القضاة ونحوه باب التسمي بقاضي القضاة ونحوه The chapter with regards to taking on the name قاضي القضاة the judge of judges and that which is similar to this name and that which is similar to this name this chapter is similar to that which the author he mentioned رحمه تعالى in the previous chapters with regards to the terms and the expressions and words that some people may use that have a deficiency and a bad understanding with regards to creed, with regards to aqidah, and with regards to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his tawheed. So tawheed is based upon magnifying and venerating and respecting and honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having good manners with him, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this first and foremost begins in the heart with the intention. And also it occurs as well on the body parts and also with the tongue and the statements that a person uses. So all of these affairs, they must be purified. And this has proceeded. And a person, he must have noble manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his intention and likewise in his conduct and his actions and behavior and likewise in his speech and the terms and the words that he chooses to use. And the words that he chooses to use. So a believer, he should stay away from everything that will bring deficiency to the tawheed and to the proper creed and anything that would negate that entirely. So this is the case here. Babu atasammi bi qadhi al-qudat wa nahwihi. The chapter with regards to taking on the name, the judge of judges, and that which is similar to that. And that which is similar to that. Tasammi is, it means to take a name. To take a name. But what is intended here is if a person, he took that name for himself, or if someone else called him that name and he was pleased with that and did not reprimand the person for that. So however it occurred, this is going to be included. Whether a person, he himself, called himself the judge of judges, or names similar to this, or this was said about him and he liked that and he was pleased with that and he accepted that and did not refute that or deny that, then this would all be included. Qadhi al-Qudat, the judge of judges. Similar to that, Hakim al-Hukam, Hakim al-Hukam, the ruler of rulers, Amir al-Umara, or Sultan al-Salatin, and Ahkam al-Hakimin, and other names like this. These names here, they have meanings that a person could misunderstand. Yani misunderstand, or they have meanings that could lead to sharing some of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He is the judge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the judge. And Allah azza wa jal, He is the king. Likewise, Malik al-Amlak, or Malik al-Muluk, the king of kings. And the name is like this. And Allah, He is the king. Allah, He is the judge. Allah, He is the ruler. The ruler is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a believer, he must be aware of these affairs and keep his tongue pure and clean from anything that will bring deficiency in the issues of creed. And from that, taking on the likes of these names. No doubt a person who was called Qadhi al-Qudat or Malik al-Muluk, or he was called Hakim al-Hukam and the likes like this, he does not believe that he is the supreme judge and the supreme king and that he is sharing in the authority and the command with Allah Azza wa Jal. If this was decreed, then this would be major disbelief. If this was decreed, then this would be major disbelief. But generally the people who take on these terms and these titles, they do not intend that. So the issue here is again with regards to purifying the tongue, and knowing that Allah, He is the true King, and that He has authority over the creation, and that Allah, He is the one who will judge between the slaves, and he is the one who rules and judges between the people ultimately, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But some people, they will have some authority that Allah will give them, like the judges and the kings, and Allah, he gives whom he wills, his kingdom to whom he wills. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, say to them, O Muhammad, that Allah, he is the king of the dominions. He is the one who has authority over all of the kingdom and the dominion of the heavens and the earth. And he gives his kingdom to whom he wills, and he strips it from whom he wills. So the one who has ultimate authority is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people who have these titles and names, they generally agree with this and understand this affair, but they make a mistake in these titles. They make a mistake in these titles. Allah, he is the king. Allah, he is the ruler. Allah, he is the judge. He is the one who has supreme authority. So a believer, he must have good manners and proper etiquettes when using terms. So these terms here, one, he will avoid them. One, he will avoid them. So the author, he says, في الصحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إن أخنع اسم عند الله رجل تسمى مالك الأملاك لا مالك إلا الله إن أخنع اسم عند الله رجل تسمى مالك الأملاك لا مالك إلا الله. So the author, he mentioned in the authentic narrations, meaning in al-Bukhari and in Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِنَّ أَخْنَعَ إِسْمٍ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ رَجُلٌ تَسَمَّى مَلِكَ الْأَمْلَاكِ, that the most despicable and the lowest and the most lowly and degrading name with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a man, he called himself the King of Kings. La malika illa Allah. There's no king except for Allah. Qala Sufyan, ay Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, mithru shahan shah. Like this, shahan shah. Shahan shah, this is a term that is in the al-lugha al-farisiyya. A term that is mentioned in al-lugha al-farisiyya. And it has the same meaning, King of Kings. King of Kings, an indication that not only this name is intended, but rather any other name that has the same meaning or that is similar to that, whether it's in the Arabic language or in another language. Whether if it's in the Arabic language or in another language, all of that is included. This is the benefit that Sufyan ibn Uyayna is mentioning here. And he's not referring to the fact that they use the likes of these terms, but and even if this term was used, and it's not in the Arabic language, but it has the same meaning, all of this is included and forbidden, and not allowed to take as a name and a title. So if it's in the Arabic language, it has a similar meaning, like the author mentioned, the judge of judges, or other meanings like that. Here we have in the narration, Malik al-Amlak, likewise Malik al-Mulk, or Malik al-Muluk, or likewise Hakim al-Hukam, Sultan al-Salatin, wa Amir al-Umara, or Ahkam al-Hakimin, and the likes like this. And these terms like this that have this meaning of supreme authority and an ultimate judgment and rule, none of these are permissible, even if it was in the another language, like this language in Farisiyya, Shah and Shah, that means the same thing, King of Kings, King of Kings. So even if it was in English, or in another language, and it had the likes of these meanings, it's not permissible to call a person that, or for a person to call himself that. The author, he says, فِي رِوَايَةٍ أَغْيَظُ رَجُلٍ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَأَخْبَثُهُ أَغْيَظُ رَجُلٍ يعني الرجل الذي يشتد عليه غضب الله يوم القيامة. The one whom Allah is most severely angry with on the day of resurrection, and the one who is most filthy and lowly. And if this person here is the one who takes on this name. So here we see that it's the most despicable and lowest name. قَوْلُهُ أَخْنَعُ أي قَوْلُهُ أَخْنَعُ يعني أَوْضَعُ. So the author, he is clarifying, it's mentioning in the narration, the meaning of أَخْنَعُ يعني أَوْضَعُ, the lowest, the most despicable and the most lowly and the most filthy and disgusting. يعني from the verb خنع من باب منع. You say خنع يخنع, إخنع خنوع, والخنوع الخضوع. So إن أخنع اسم عند الله أي أذل, أذل وأحقر وأوضع. رجل تسمى مالك الأملاك, لا مالك إلا الله. The one who has the most lowly, the most lowest, يعني the most lowly, the most despicable, the one who has the most disgrace, the one who is the most disgraced with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the most disgraced name, or the most lowly name, and the most despicable name with Allah azza wa jal, is a man. And he is a man. So that person, he is the one who is the most lowly. He is the one who is the most despicable. And the reason is because of taking on that name. And the reason is because of taking on that name. So this person here, he has a bad intention. He has a foul intention. And he wants to raise himself. And he said, by taking on this name, the King of the Kings and the Ruler of the Ruler and the Judges of the Judge of the Judges and the likes like this, trying to raise himself with this name and this bad intention, he's dealt with contrary to that. And this is a principle that is mentioned in the legislation for those people who have bad intentions and they try to achieve their goals based upon these foul intentions, that they will have al-mu'amala bi-naqidhi qasdihi. Al-mu'amalatu bi-naqidhi qasdihi. That they will be dealt with contrary to their intention. So whenever this person had intended to raise himself and to have a high and lofty status in this manner, what happened as a recompense, he was dealt with contrary to his intention, and he is the lowest and most despicable and the most disgraced person with Allah Azza wa Jal. So instead of reaching his foul intention to being raised and high and lofty over the creation and over the people, in reality on the day of resurrection, he will be the lowest and the most despicable and most disgusting and most detestful, and he will have from the greatest portion of the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلِيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ Al-Qadhi Iyad rahimahullah, he said, أَشَدُّ الْأَسْمَاءِ سَغَارًا. The names that the most lowest and most despicable of the names are the likes of these names, are the likes of these names, the likes of these names. So this is an indication of the obligation of purifying the tongue from the likes of these affairs. The author, he says, فِيهِ مَسَائِلٍ. In this chapter, there are issues. الْأُولَى النَّهْيُ عَنَ التَّسَمِّي بِمَالِكِ الْأَمْلَاكِ بِمَالِكِ الْأَمْلَاكِ. And the first issue and benefit from this chapter is the prohibition from taking on the name King of Kings. From taking on the name King of Kings. Likewise, those other names that are similar. Like the author, he mentioned قَاضِي الْقُضَاةِ. Likewise, أَمِيرُ الْأُمَرَاءِ. أحكام الحاكمين وحاكم الحكام, the ruler of rulers and the judge of judges and the prince of princes, خالق الخلق, the creator of creation. All the names like this, these are names that are indicate meanings that are specific for Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, He is the judge of all judges, and Allah, He is the king of all kings, and Allah, He is the one who has the supreme power and authority, and He is the creator of creation, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and He is the most wise and knowledgeable, and the judgment and the rule returns to him in every affair, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So therefore, it's not permissible to share with him in that, not even in the name. So the issue now is going back to those terms, and specifically with regards to names and titles. So the author, he says, ثانية أن ما في معناه مثله. أن ما في معناه مثله كما قال سفيان. And the second issue is that which that has the same name of that, that which has the same meaning of that, that which has the same meaning of مالك الأملاك, يعني king of kings. Then likewise it is included, just as سفيان has mentioned. سفيان ibn Uyayna رحمه الله تعالى, from the great scholars of hadith, he died in the year 197. He died in the year 197. Abu Muhammad Sufyan ibn Uyayna al-Hilali, rahimahullah ta'ala. So he mentioned a great benefit here. And he said, وَمِثْلُ ذَلِكَ شَاهًا شَاهًا. شَاهًا شَاهًا, this is not even in the Arabic language. This is in the Persian language. But it has the same meaning. So regardless of what the word is, what is intended here, the meaning that shares any that one would share a title that has a meaning that is specific for Allah Azza wa Jal. That one would share in a title or a name that has a meaning that's specific for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He is the King. Allah, He is the Judge. Allah, He is the one who has the command and authority. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, even if the name was not Malik al-Amlak, maybe another name like Qadi al-Qudat, like the author he mentioned in the title here. And this is something that had become well known for some time, and throughout the Islamic lands, that some people, they would have that title, Qadi al-Qudat, and the likes like this. And if we see this in some of the biographies or in some of the statements of those who have preceded, we should know that's not correct. We should know that that's not correct. And this is what the author, he's referring to here. The evidence is the narrations and the thought that are mentioned here. So even if it was in the English language or another language, likewise, it's not included if it has that meaning that is specific to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الثالثة التفطن للتغليظ في هذا ونحوه مع القطع بأن القلب لم يقصد معناه. The third issue here is that one, he must be clever and realize this is something that has a stern warning and punishment with regards to this and that which is similar, along with knowing for sure with certainty that the heart did not intend that meaning. So again, this is not about the maqasid. This is not about the niyat and what a person intended. This had preceded previously. A person, he couldn't say, oh, I didn't mean that. You say, you're the King of Kings. Oh, you think you're the King of Kings? Allah, He's the King. Who said, oh, I didn't mean that I'm the King over Allah. Like this. But it's not about what one meant. This is not about the maqasid here and the intentions. This is about the alfal and the kalimat. This is about the terms and the words that one uses. So the person, no doubt, he didn't believe that or mean that, but still he must purify his tongue from the likes of this, because it indicates that meaning, whether a person intended it or not, So Al-Rabi'ah, he says it, تَفَلْطُنُوا أَنَّ هَذَا لِإِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He said in the fourth mas'ala is also to realize and to understand that this prohibition here is for the sake of honoring Allah and respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this prohibition here and this stern prohibition, any warning and threat that the person who takes a name like this, he will be the lowest and the most lowly and the most despicable with Allah on the day of resurrection, and he will be the most filthy, and likewise he will have a great portion of the anger and the fury and the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is an indication that it's a major sin. After this, the author, he continues and with this topic, and he says, rahimahullah, بَابُ احْتِرَامِ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَتَغْيِيرِ الْإِسْمِ لِأَجْرِ ذَلِكَ. The chapter with regards to honoring and respecting the names of Allah. The Most High, and changing the name for this cause. يعني تَغْيِيرِ الْإِسْمِ يعني تَبْدِيلَهُ. So this is the case. The chapter with regards to honoring the names of Allah. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one, he must honor him, and he must honor the sacred rights. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ وَذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَائِرِ اللَّهِ. So this is from that which is good for a person. مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, from the piety of the hearts, that a believer, he will respect and he will honor and he will venerate the sacred rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which Allah has decreed to have sacredness and be from the sacred rites of Al-Islam, also from his religion, from that at-Tawheed, and from that the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer, he must respect these affairs and he must honor these affairs. So here we have the issue of changing someone's name because of that. If somebody had taken on a name or had been given a name that is in conflict with the creed and the belief, specifically with the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, then that name will be changed. Then that name will be changed, any for the sake of that, and in order to establish that, meaning the honor and the respect that is obligatory with regards to the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the author, he says, an Abi Shurayh, أنه كان يكنى أبا الحكم فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله هو الحكم وإليه الحكم وإليه الحكم. And Sunan Abi Dawood, after this it continues, he said صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما تكنى أبا الحكم فلما تكنى أبا الحكم يعني عن أبي شريح رضي الله عنه. His name is Hani ibn Yazid al-Kindi. He accepted Islam in the year of the conquest of Mecca. He said he used to take on the kunya of Abu al-Hakam. Of Abu al-Hakam. The kunya, a kunya is a name that one has that begins with Ab or Um. Many times it would have a meaning of praise and the likes like this, where it would have a meaning of a description and so on and so forth. They called Abu al-Ma'ali or Abu al-Mahasin. Like this, or it would have like some type of description for a person and the likes, Abu Hurairah, and so on and so forth, radiyallahu anhu. And other than that, any of the names and the terms, the names that begin with Ab or with this is called a kunya. So Hani ibn Yazid al-Kindi radiyallahu anhu, he used to have the kunya Abu al-Hakam. Abu al-Hakam, meaning the father of the judge. Al-Hakam is the judge. And Al-Hakam has the meaning of Al-Hakim, the judge. Al-Hakam, the one who has the judge and the rule and the authority to solve disputes and to decide between the people and to rule between the people. This is the meaning of Al-Hakam. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَكَمُ. So whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard that had the kunya Abu al-Hakam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, verily Allah, he is Al-Hakam. وَإِلَيْهِ الْحُكْمُ. And the judgment and the rule returns to him. And then in the wording in Sunan Abi Dawood, فَلِمَا تُكْنَى أَبُو الْحَكَمُ. So why are you taking on the kunya Abu al-Hakam? And Allah, he is Al-Hakam. Allah, he is Al-Hakam. And the ruling returns to him. So why are you taking on the kunya Abu al-Hakam? Like this. And if Allah, he is Al-Hakam. We understand the issue here. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's taking him to account for this and asking him about this affair. فَقَالَ إِنَّ قَوْمِي إِذَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِي شَيْءٍ أَتَوْنِي فَحَكَمْتُ بَيْنَهُمْ فَرَضِيَ كِلَا الْفَرِيقَيْنِ. So he said radiyallahu anhu, he said, verily my people, whenever they differ amongst themselves in any affair, they come to me and I judge between them. And whenever I rule between them and solve their disputes, they're pleased with that which, both parties are pleased with that which I decide for them. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا أَحْسَنَ هَذَا فَمَا لَكَ مِنْ وَلِدْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, oh, this is very good. This is very good, the fact that you are able to solve the disputes between the people and they're pleased whenever you solve for them, and whenever there are falling outs and disputes between people and between parties, and someone will come between them and he will bring rectification and he will remove that enmity and that hatred and he will solve the problem for them, so that any of the people do not fall in dispute and quarreling, and that the hearts are still good and united. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he affirmed this. And he praised them. مَا أَحْسَنَ هَذَا. This is something that is very good. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Do you have any children? قُلْتُ شُرَيْحٌ وَمُسْلِمٌ وَعَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Abu Shurayh radiyallahu anhu, he says, I said, Shurayh, I have a son, Shurayh, وَمُسْلِمٌ and Abdullah. Shurayh and Muslim and Abdullah. قَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَمَنْ أَكْبَرُهُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, who is the oldest of them? قلت شريح. He said, I said شريح. قال فأنت أبو شريح. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, then you are Abu Shurayh. And he changed his kunya. And he gave him the kunya according to the name of his oldest child. The author, he says, Rawahu Abu Dawud wa ghayruhu. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa ghayruhu. So from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakim. Allah, He is Al-Hakim, wa ilayhi al-hukm. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah is Ahsan al-Hakimin, wa Ahkam al-Hakimin. Alaysa Allahu bi Ahkam al-Hakimin? Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, Afaghayrullahi abtaghi hakaman. Afaghayrullahi abtaghi hakaman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in more than one verse, وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And Allah, He is the best of all judges. So Allah, He is al-Hakam, and He has al-Hukum. He is the one who has authority. He has the universal command and authority to decree whatever He wants in this creation. And He has the legislation, He has the legislative command and authority, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He legislates and He makes permissible and allowed and obligatory as He wills, according to His wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He forbids, and He makes impermissible and haram that which He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, He judges and He recompenses based upon His wisdom, and He rules between the slaves in His judgment and rewarding them with good and with bad, and He accordingly with good, any for their good deeds, and likewise with the punishment for their evil and their bad deeds. So Allah, He is Al-Hakim. So Allah, He is Al-Hakim. This is from the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a believer, he could never have the kunya like this, Abu al-Hakim. Allah Azza wa Jalla, لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. So then this has a bad meaning. Even though they did not intend that this is a name of Allah Azza wa Jal. But likewise, this is with regards to those names and those terms that a believer, he must purify his tongue from. So also any other names that are specific to the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are names that are used for Him and for His creation. That are used for Him and His creation. And each one according to the one it's described to. Whenever it's described to Allah, then it's according to His perfection and His majesty and His glory, that He has no deficiencies whatsoever. And whenever it's described to the people, then it's according to their deficiency and their weakness and the likes like this. The point is, there are some names that are from the names of Allah, and likewise, some of the people have the same name or description, like Al-Kareem, the name Kareem, and the name Aziz, and the name Rahim, and the name Ra'uf. Allah described His Prophet as being Ra'ufun Rahim, Ra'ufun Rahim, and Allah, He is Ar-Ra'uf, and Allah, He is Ar-Rahim, like this, and also Al-Aziz, and other names similar like this. But there are some names the people of knowledge have agreed upon that is not befitting for anyone except for Allah, like Ar-Rahman, the likes like this. Some of these terms and some of these names of Allah Azza wa Jal, they're only proper for Allah alone. First and foremost, the name Allah. And then likewise, the name Ar-Rahman. And other than that, from some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the author, he's clarifying this, that these names, they'll be changed. Why would they be changed? Showing respect to Allah and honoring His names and attributes. Honoring His names and attributes. These names, they'll be changed. So if a person, he had a name that is contrary to that which is permissible in the legislation, his name will be changed. So if that's the case, then giving the name in the first place likewise is more rightful that it should be prohibited. It should be prohibited. A person, he should not take on a kunya like this, or a name like that. Sometimes people, they will name their children names that have bad meanings, and they themselves hope to honor Allah or to respect the names of Allah, but because of extreme ignorance, specifically with the aspect of creed, they fall into these affairs. There are some people, their name, they name their child Mu'inullah. Mu'inullah, the helper of Allah. But Allah, He does not have helpers. Allah, He does not have helpers. So they think that they're making a good name, but in reality, it's a bad name. Allah, He does not have helpers. Another names, they will name their child Hafidh al-Rahman. Hafidh al-Rahman. Hafidh, yani the protector, the guardian. The guardian of al-Rahman. And so that has Allah, He has no guardian. Allah, He is al-Hafidh. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He is al-Mu'in. Allah, He is the one who helps the people, and He has no helpers. Allah, He is the guardian. He has no guardians. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these names are not befitting, and it's not allowed to name them. So if somebody was named by that name, his name will be changed. legislatively, his name will be changed legislatively. Likewise, if it had another foul name, even if it was in another language and it had a bad meaning, a meaning of shirk and the likes like this, like his name was Abdu Yani Shams or something like that, or he had another bad name like this, his name will be changed. With regards to the names, this is something that we should realize, especially in these lands. And many times those people who name their children like this, Mu'in Allah or Hafiz al-Rahman, or other than that, even one time I heard Sheikh Abdul Razak, he mentioned whenever he visited one of the lands, Indonesia, that there was a student, his name was Sifatullah. We said, what is your name, brother? He said about himself, who was Sifatullah? He said, you're Sifatullah? And Sifatullah means the attribute of Allah. So he said, I'm the attribute of Allah, like this. So the Shaykh said, you're the attribute of Allah? And then he said, yeah, I'm the attribute of Allah. And the Shaykh said, you're the attribute of Allah? And he said, and he kept repeating himself until finally the student, he figured out, oh yeah, no, I'm not the attribute of Allah. And then he changed his name. So these affairs proceed from ignorance with creed, and also ignorance in the Arabic language. And sometimes we find that happening here in America. People have no understanding of the Arabic language, and they'll be blessed with the child, and they will pick some name that they think is a good name, any according to their understanding that they do not even really have in the Arabic language. They'll read some book or read some word in the Quran and think that the word has a good meaning. And maybe it does, but it's not suitable for a name. It's not proper for a name. And then next thing you know, a person will come around and you say, well, who is that? He said, that's Abu so-and-so. Abu what? Somebody who understands the Arabic language. Abu what? And it doesn't even make sense that his child be named that. Or it's not even a proper name for that, that his child be named that. And for the people who understand the Arabic language, and likewise the proper... Yani the Islamic culture that is correct and that is well known, and that is the way of the companions and the tabi'in, and the way that they named their children. They didn't name their children names like this. Some even mentioned some people, they'll have a child, they open the mushaf, close their eyes and put their finger on the page like this, and where their finger lands, that's the name of his kid. On the word, that's the name, that he's going to name his kid like that. He shot in the dark, literally. And they'll name his child like this. Now you find a name that's good. If a person, he does not know the Arabic language, then he should ask the people who know, get suggestions for good names. Get suggestions for good names. Any names of the righteous. Sometimes people, they want to be unique and they want to be different and the likes like this. Be upon the way of the righteous. Be different from the misguided people and be different from the ignorant people. And be different from the foolish people, but don't be different from the righteous. Don't be different from the pious. Rather, we're supposed to be upon the path of a Salaf al-Salih. So to truly be upon that path, you have to follow. Not be different and not be unique. Eh? You be like them. You take them as role models and you follow them. And their creed and their deed and their deen and their worship and their manners and their conduct. So to be diligent about learning these names before a person he names his child, this is important. And I'm not necessarily talking now about names that have bad meanings, like that's contrary with the sunnah. I'm talking about now just names that are not proper. And it's not a good name to name the child. For example, or even somebody who accepts Islam, they name themselves these names, or somebody names these names. The child's name is Tawheed. Woman, her name is Tawheeda. That's not correct to name. The Tawheed is the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is not suitable for a name. This Arabic word here is not suitable for a name. Although we love Tawheed. But we don't call each other Tawheed. And the name is not Tawheed. The Tawheed of Allah is to single him out with love and worship and servitude and with rububiyyah and uluhiyyah and asma'i wa sifat. So to call the child, what's his name? Your son's name, his name is Tawheed, so you're Abu Tawheed. And then to, or a woman to put a tamar buta on the end, and then she becomes Tawheeda. Like, this is not a proper name. Ismail is a good name. Ismail Abdul Karim. Like this, Ismail. Yani, kana sadiq al-wahid. Yani, who would love to be like him? Abdullah is a good name. Yani, like this, Ibrahim is a good name. Muhammad is a good name. Like this. Yani, these are wonderful names, beautiful names. Names of the righteous, names of the prophets, like this. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, after these great scholars of hadith, Hamad. Yani, Hamad ibn Zayd, after the names of scholars of hadith, Ahmed, like this. Yani, names that have good meanings, and names that are well known amongst the righteous and the pious. Not some new name that a person he thinks is good, but in reality it's not having a proper understanding of the Arabic language, nor of the way of the pious and the righteous predecessors. And Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. So the author, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, فيه مسائل أولى. In this chapter, there are issues. The first one, احترام صفات الله وأسمائه ولو بكلام لم يقصد معناه. The first issue is the obligation of honoring and respecting the attributes of Allah and His names, Subhanahu wa Taala, even if it's with words or speech that a person he did not intend. He did not intend. This man Abu al-Hakam, he did not intend. He's the father of al-Hakam, meaning the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Meaning they just gave him that name because he is somebody who is the hakam, and he judges amongst them. So they, from this aspect, they gave him that kunya, and because he's known for solving their disputes, and he does that in a good manner. So they gave him this kunya, but that was based upon not understanding this reality, and then therefore they were not able to respect that. So after realizing this affair, it must be respected. And it must be honored. So a person could not say, "Oh, I didn't intend that." Okay, we know he didn't intend that. You still have to change that. Now you still have to change that. Athaniya, taghyir al-ismi li ajli dhalika. The second one is changing the name because of that. Min ajli dhalika, yani min ajli al-ihtiram wal-ijlal. Changing the name, yani out of respect, out of honor. So if the name has a bad meaning in the affairs of creed and aqidah, yani, like this one, it will be changed, yani, out of respect for the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, out of respect and honoring the Tawheed of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Athalitha, ikhtiyaru akbar al-abna'i lil-kunya. And the third benefit here is to choose the oldest child for the name of the kunya. To choose the oldest child for the name of the kunya. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he did for Hani ibn Yazid radiallahu anhu, and asked him his children's name, and he chose the oldest of his children to be the name for his kunya. So this is something that is a benefit here, and then the elder, he's the one that you begin with. Sometimes people think that you always begin with the one on the right. That you always begin with the one on the right. Whenever you come to a gathering, you want to shake people's hands, or if you want to serve food or to serve drink, that you always begin on the right. This is not correct. Rather, you begin with the kibir. You begin with the one who was eldest, and then from his right. So al-kibir yubda'u bihi. And the one who was the elder, the one who is elder, and he generally in age, and he also, and he being an elder can be in status and rank, and he in knowledge and virtue, but in general, with the elder, he's the one who is the oldest. He's the one who is the oldest. So he will be this issue here. The fact that he's the elder, this is respected in Islam. This is honored in Islam, and the elder, he will be shown his right, and one will begin with him. One will begin with him in shaking hands, or one will begin with him in serving and the likes, like this, serving food and serving drinks. Not always to the right, rather, you're beginning with the elder. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say, kibir, kibir. Begin with the oldest, with the biggest, like this. So this is the case. He has a right here. He has a right here, the elder. ليس من لم يوقر كبيرنا ويرحم صغيرنا ويعلم لعليمنا حقا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ليس منا من لم يوقر كبيرنا. He's not from us. Yani, he's not from our good way, the one who did not honor and respect our elder. وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا, and show mercy to our youth. وَيَعْلَمْ لِعَدِيمِنَا حَقَّهُ, and the one who did not know the right of our scholars, the right of our scholars. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.